We had a primary election this past week, which might have come to a surprise to you, since, look at the turnout, only about 17.5% of registered voters actually showed up to vote. But be that as it may, Jack Cittarelli won the GOP primary in the race for New Jersey governor, defeating two other Republicans who are to align themselves more closely with Donald Trump. Cittarelli won with just about 49% of the votes, easily beating Phil Rizzo and Hirsch Singh, who had 25.5%, 22.3% of the vote, respectively. If you look at what statistics we have as far as polling in the here and now is concerned, Governor Murphy seems to have a cakewalk for re-election. He leads Cittarelli by 26%, 52% registered voters favoring Murphy, 26% going with Jack Cittarelli. Mike Duhaime, who was the head of both of Chris Christie's campaigns for governor, had said as a reaction to this, the real question for Jack will be motivating the hardcore Trump supporters to vote while simultaneously winning over independents and enough Democrats, which, well, that could be difficult. If you look at the Eagleton poll, had Murphy leading Cittarelli, as I said, 52-26, while 12% of registered Republicans said they would vote for Murphy, only 4% of Democrats would vote for Cittarelli. And more independent voters, too, were backing Murphy as well. Duhaime also said, by all appearances, the Democratic Party is unified. Therefore, Cittarelli, his challenge is going to be to get a unified Republican Party and the independent vote. But if Jack can keep Murphy's record front and center, he certainly has a lot to work with. If you look at the fact that under Murphy's watch, New Jersey's had the highest number of COVID-19 deaths per capita in the country. Murphy also instituted, of course, the COVID-19 policy that caused the virus to explode in New Jersey nursing homes and veterans centers. New Jersey, top 10 states for worst unemployment numbers, month of April. Nearly one-third of New Jersey's businesses, small businesses, shut down in 2020 alone. If you look at the GOP assembly race in the 26th district, moving down the ballot a little bit, that was interesting, held a lesson too, that if you don't have the backing of your party's organization, you're pretty much dead person walking. Assemblywoman Betty Lou DeCrosse lost her re-election race to former Pompton Lakes Councilman Christian Barranco. This contest saw a cavern form between the 26th District's Republican County organizations in Morris County, which accounts for 78% of the district's GOP primary voters. They awarded its first ever line to Barranco and incumbent Assemblyman Jay Weber, who won his spot in the general election ballot easily this past Tuesday. DeCrosse bracketed with Morris County Commissioner Thomas Mastrangelo, although Mastrangelo ran on a line with Republican gubernatorial candidate Hirsch Singh in the district's two other counties. You need a roadmap to follow the ballots in this district. If you look at Passaic County, the Republicans gave the line to DeCrosse and Barranco, but the former Pompton Lakes councilman gave up his spot to bracket with Weber in the district. Essex County Republicans gave their line to DeCrosse alone. During the campaign, DeCrosse fell prey to attacks from her own party. Weber and Barranco, who waged a challenge against DeCrosse in 2019, launched a mailer attacking DeCrosse for a vote in favor of a 2020 resolution that would make July 13th Black Lives Matter Day, which, by the way, that measure passed without any opposition, although many of the chamber's Republicans either abstained or just did not vote. Weber being one of those who abstained in that. District, of course, is solidly Republican. DeCrosse and Weber won re-election with 7 and 6 point margins, respectively, in 2019. And if you look at the state Senate in that district, Senator Joe Panaccio scored a 13 point win in 2017.